We're now going to have a question period, which will last till about 9 o'clock. There will be a mic circulating, so feel free to give us any comments or questions you may have. Nous allons maintenant avoir une période de questions. Si vous préférez poser en français, on fera ce qu'on peut pour les traduire. La période durera jusqu'à peu près 9 heures et il y a un micro qui circulera dans la salle.
It was a wonderful presentation. I just had a couple comments. The flying squads sound wonderful, and having activists from the local sound great. My name is Sherry Tingley. I'm with the Center for Equality Rights in Accommodation. I've been a long time community-based activist, worked on the Days of Action, worked opposing the Harris agenda, worked as an anti-poverty activist. I would encourage locals, for every worker that they send to be trained, to send and support a community member to attend and work side by side with you. Community members need these skills. Poor people can't really get to these kind of training things, so I would just sort of challenge each local that if you send one worker, send a community member. If you're sending two workers, send two community workers. The other thing I would encourage people to do is to get involved in the squads to fight the evictions. There's over 4,700 eviction applications a year in the city of Ottawa. CIRA tries to contact every tenant, and we are still looking for more volunteers. But like today, the call that I got from the woman who can't get a second key to her apartment, and her 16-year-old has left home to go live with her sister because she can't get into the apartment without waiting for her mother. And now this woman has to wait over 6 weeks to get access to the tribunal. And I'll probably be working with her for 3 days this week, filing a human rights complaint and talking to the landlord. But at the same time, there's 89 more tenants whose landlords are applying to evict them. So any help you can give to people, that's great. So.
I was asked to make an announcement. I'll say it in French first, if you don't mind. Le 17 au 19 septembre, il y aura une action contre le manque de logements abordables au Monument des droits humains au point de Elgin et Laurier. Il y aura des speakers tels que Debbie Davis du Nouveau Parti démocratique et Joel Duff, président de la Fédération des étudiants de l'Ontario. C'est la Fédération des étudiants de l'Université d'Ottawa qui organise ceci. Vous pouvez contacter Sarah Duff à sfuoacad@uottawa.ca. 17th and 19th of September, there will be an action against the lack of affordable housing at the Human Rights Monument. Speakers will include Libby Davis from the NDP and Joel Duff, chair of the Canadian Federation of Students of Ontario. It is the Federation of Students of the University of Ontario that is organizing it. For more information, you can contact Sarah Duff at the Student Federation. She's at sfuoacad@uottawa.ca.
I just want to thank everyone for coming out, both in the audience and the ones at the podiums. My name is James Misson. I'm outgoing vice president external for QP Local 4600. I'd like to ask a couple people on the stage if they could just elaborate on a couple of things, because I've definitely encountered some opinions out there with respect to groups like OCAP. And I think there's quite a lot of kind of dubious mythology surrounding the group, thanks to our wonderful mainstream media culture that seems to have us by the throat so often. So I was wondering, Brother Clark, if you could actually elaborate on exactly what OCAP does on a day-to-day sort of basis, because I think it's something that people who live in a city like Ottawa just don't understand, because frankly, you know, you're the group that comes into our house every June in shackles, and that's so not a part of what you do on a day-to-day, in-and-out basis, the kind of work that you and the sisters and brothers at OCAP are doing. So I wondered if you could just take a few moments to elaborate on that. And then secondly, whether you or Sister Rimke could elaborate on the October 16th Bay Street action, and perhaps Hadi could address as well how activists in Ottawa might be participating in that or encouraged to participate. So, thank you.
Well then, OCAP's work around trying to initiate this call for province-wide action has been a sort of a departure for us, a new area of work that we've taken up. What we've primarily been over the last number of years is an anti-poverty or poor people's organisation based mainly in Toronto that has tried to actually fight the implementation of social cutbacks and social cleansing, defending homeless people, campaigning against the implementation of workfare, these kinds of measures. We've organised on broad issues, but we've also built up a capacity to defend individual people in the way that OCAT was talking about with the eviction situation. We deal with hundreds of situations of welfare denial, deportation, and eviction, employers who won't pay people their wages, I mean these kinds of things. But what we do is we very seldom go to tribunals and such like. We've developed something that we call direct action casework. And so what we do is we, if an employer, for example, won't pay somebody the money they owe them, we'll go and picket the employer's workplace and shut down their operations for a while to ensure that the social conscience is developed. And these kinds of things, although as we've built up a capacity to do this, generally speaking, it's relatively rare that we need to take action these days because there's a general perception that we're serious. So we do a lot of that kind of work, campaigning on the broader issues, but the common thread has always been that we seek the means to actually fight to win. Not to say we're always able to win by any manner of means, but at every point we're grappling with the question of how do we actually prevent the implementation of this agenda, defend people, inspire people to fight back. And, being taken away in shackles is, I suppose, an occupational hazard when you engage in that kind of work. But the thread of the thing is to actually build a movement of people that can fight back effectively. And I think we've won a great deal of respect, and by no means as unpopular as one might imagine based on the media coverage. The fact is that even the more controversial actions that we've engaged in or that have been deemed to be controversial, the balance of support that has come in has been, or the amount of support that has come in has been, has been unbelievable. Following the last so-called controversial thing in Whitby, for example, at Flaherty's office, we were flooded out with calls of support, donations from people and such like. So we don't really feel that we're hanging on by our toenails having to defend our reputation. We think we have a lot of support. And in terms of October the 16th, basically the intention is, and it's being organised through the Common Front, a whole series of different organisations participating. The Toronto Labour Council has just signed on and is going to go out to work to mobilise affiliates, organise the same week a couple of actions, at least that's their intention at this point, to organise a couple of actions themselves to sort of build the momentum of the thing. And the basic intention on October the 16th will be to shut down the workings of the financial district, both in terms of disrupting operations, but in terms of also trying to prevent access to the financial district that day. And it'll take the form of a march that assembles at 5 o'clock in the morning for breakfast, and at 6 o'clock marches into the financial district. There are numerous possibilities in terms of how it will work out, but we have great confidence that our greatest ally in terms of the disruption factor will be Julian Fantino, the Chief of Police in Toronto.
OCAT at the moment is in the process of beginning to organize and figure out ways of how we can get a large group of people down there. Certainly we're a young organization, so our bank account is sort of in the red. So we're hoping to raise money in the next few weeks. so, you know, we can work something out. John Hollingsworth can probably speak to that better than I can. We're still waiting to hear back from QP in terms of, you know, having resources or busing people from different locals down, like they did for the Quebec City action. So stay tuned. Things will, you know, get underway within the next week or two, and we'll have, you know, stronger answers for you then. But I think John probably can speak to that a bit more. But we're definitely planning on being there, you know. That goes without saying, because I think it's really important to shut down the heart of the Canadian economy, and that's the perfect way to kick off this campaign.
Yeah, just a quick note, we have a sign-up sheet outside, so if we know how many people want to go, we'll work on that basis to get busing.